Welcome to the Huba Show. This is episode 12. Yes, episode 12. There's been other shows that I had on, I took off and stuff. So I relabeled things and then I unlabeled them. Sometimes people are telling me that iTunes doesn't like it when you label the episodes of your shows. So I took them away. So I guess I'll just talk about it in the show opening that this is episode 12, and I'll do that. I'll try to remember to do that for every show. Got a great show for you guys today. We're going to talk about, well, actually, let me tease you here for a minute. Do you guys remember, now we're going to talk about cartoons. Everybody loves cartoons. I've never met a person that doesn't like cartoons. When you look at the cartoons of today versus the cartoons from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, what's the one thing that you notice the most? You shouldn't have to think too hard about it. All right, you got it? Now I'll tell you what it is. It's computer cartoons versus hand-drawn illustrations. I don't know the exact year that really... It was probably sometime after the internet and everybody had computers and it was more mainstream and stuff. Probably around, I'm going to say early 2000s or so, that you saw a huge shift in the way cartoons were made. Because earlier I was talking with some friends about cartoons and a thought popped into my mind. I love Scooby-Doo cartoons, the old style. I do not like the new ones at all. It just doesn't seem like you're watching a cartoon, even though you are. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense to you? The images, the illustrations, just the way everything is presented, it's like there's no shading anymore. You can tell a hand. That's why I like old cartoons, or not cartoons. Well, I love old cartoons, you know, from when I was a kid. But when you look at comic books, for example, here's a great example. If you look at comic books from like the 40s, 50s, 60s, the illustrations, even if it's the same character, are completely different. There's something special about drawing with your hand. Now, they may be drawn with their hands now with current cartoons, but it's revamped with the computer. And they're probably drawing it on like, you know, big like iPad screens and flat screens and then like, you know, producing it and animating it faster. I'm sure behind the scenes, budgets are a big issue with cartoons. And when you watch cartoons from the early era, a lot of them had laughing tracks in them. And I was wondering about this, and I was asking some of my friends that were very knowledgeable. They're a lot older than I am. Very knowledgeable about radio and television history and shows and stuff. Some of them are Jeopardy fanatics and Wheel of Fortune and so on. All the game shows have been around for decades. So I asked everybody, I said, hey, since we're talking about cartoons, I remember very distinctly watching Scooby-Doo episodes, which, by the way, were awesome. I don't know if they have any box sets. I'll have to check into that. I would love one for Christmas. Okay, Santa, if you're listening, Santa, if you are listening to this show, please, there's two box sets I want. The Unsolved Mysteries of Robert Stack and the complete episodes, 60s and 70s, when they ran, of the old Scooby-Doo cartoons. I love them. There was always a mystery. There was always clues. But if you notice with the Scooby-Doo episodes in the 60s and 70s, the type of cartoon it was. They had the dull colors down to a science. And you could tell it wasn't animated with computers or enhanced with computers at all. Because they didn't have that technology back then to do it. It was all done by hand. Now, let me ask you guys a question. Why were cartoons back then, not all of them, but a lot of them? Because we'll get into Tom and Jerry here in a minute. But I'm referencing specifically Scooby-Doo because those are the ones that I watched a lot of. Loved them. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go look up some old Scooby-Doo episodes that are archived on YouTube or some other place on the internet. And you'll see what I mean. Watch an episode. And there's people laughing. They have audience laughter at certain parts of the cartoon. So I asked some people that I knew that are very knowledgeable. I said, why do some cartoons back in the day, why would they have laughter in them? And nobody knew the answer. So that just made it more intriguing for me to go find the answer and figure out why. Because it doesn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense. You're watching a cartoon that is not taking place in front of a live audience. And you have laughter. And it never crossed my mind until recently. All the episodes I saw of Scooby-Doo and other cartoons never crossed my mind one second why there was laughter. Because at the time, when you're young, you don't really dissect it like you do now. It's kind of like movies. Have you ever watched the movie when you were like 7 or 8 years old over and over again till you're like maybe 10 or 11? And then you don't see the movie for 20 or 30 years and then go back and see the movie or rent it or put it in the DVD or whatever, you know, download it or whatever. You get a completely different perspective of the movie because you're a lot older now and more knowledgeable. I always found that fascinating. I can't remember the movies that I had experiences like that with off the top of my head. But when I watched them again 20 years later, I picked up all kinds of new things in the movie that I didn't pick up back then. And I always found that interesting. But as far as cartoons go, I was puzzled. Why was there laughter? So I did some digging on Google, and it took me less than 5 minutes, to my surprise, because I couldn't even... I was trying to think to myself, what would I possibly search? Cartoons with laughter? No. I just typed in the easiest and simplest thing I could think of. Why do cartoons have laughter? And then I refined it a little bit and I said, why was there laughing in Scooby-Doo episodes? All right. And it came back with a whole bunch of results. I was shocked at the number of results that came back. There's a lot of Scooby-Doo fans out there. High five to you. But the reason why there was laughter, especially in cartoons in the 60s and 70s, will surprise you. There was laughter inserted into the episodes. Because prior to that, everything was done live on radio and television. So when things were done live in front of an audience at, you know, whatever TV show, whether it was a talk show, whether it was a comedy show, was live. And there was this theory that the American viewers wouldn't know what to do if there wasn't laughing tracks inserted into shows, cartoon shows that were not live. Because live was recorded stuff was a brand new thing to television. And producers and people involved with the show thought that the average person watching or listening wouldn't feel, they would feel different. They wouldn't know what to do. And when they had all, and they were worried because when you have these big budgets for these either cartoons or shows that are not live, when everybody up to a certain point was used to live television, and if the crowd was laughing, that would come through the TV. And in turn, it's like a psychological effect. You know, if somebody smiles, it makes you feel good. If somebody smiles, maybe you'll smile. So you're feeding off the crowd energy. And if they're laughing at certain parts, you will just start laughing and it will be more enjoyable for you. And that in a nutshell is why laughing tracks were inserted into cartoons in the 60s and 70s. Because producers thought to themselves, hey, you know, we've never done anything that wasn't live and we need ratings and they didn't want a major psychological effect on your average watcher, your average viewer. So that's why they put laughing tracks in, so that you would know when to laugh. And it sounds so stupid, Because if something's funny to me, I'm going to laugh. But you're kind of half listening, because when you're watching a cartoon, you're not expecting anybody to laugh, but it's there. It's there. It's there, and you're like paying attention, but you're not paying attention to it. But it's triggering things in your mind. This is the time to laugh, or this is a time to get a case of the giggles, or to feel happy about a particular point in this episode. It's absolutely fascinating. You know, when you think about it, and you think about the types of, well, the process of making a cartoon back then was much different in a number of ways. Look at the illustration. You take a cartoon that was created in 2019 and do a side-by-side, take a screenshot of it on the internet, and then take a screenshot of something from the 60s or 70s like Scooby-Doo, Tom and Jerry, Looney Tunes, the old Looney Tunes. Drastically different. The colors are more smoother today because they have the help of computers. The process is probably sped up dramatically with the help of computers. But there's something special about watching a cartoon that was completely illustrated by hand. I mean, look at the credits. Look at the credits for some of these Looney Tunes cartoons. Look at all the people involved with them. You know, you got people out there that are, you know, colorists. They just color. Then you got the illustrator. They draw it all up. You know, everybody's doing a little piece. Sometimes people do them all. But just imagine the pressure to keep ripping out episodes, popping them out. You know, you think about how cool it must have been back in the 60s and 70s when they were making cartoons like Tom and Jerry and Scooby-Doo and Looney Tunes, being a little fly on a wall and seeing the process. Every now and then there's a documentary that pops up about, you know, Walt Disney and his animation team, the Imagineers that just came, they just sit around and come up with ideas for characters. And it's a passion and a process that has been lost. So I feel the big reason is the computers. And of course, there's budgets. I'm sure things now that, you know, with all the data they collect on what time shows air, the amount of data that they can have now for marketing or ratings is dramatically richer than it was decades ago. So they can fine tune stuff, you know, get the biggest bang for the buck, so to speak. And since we're talking about cartoons, think back to Tom and Jerry. I have probably seen every Tom and Jerry episode. And I can recall maybe 3 or 4 episodes out of a couple hundred. Tom and Jerry actually talked and communicated in the episode, in the cartoon. And I can remember being a little kid, and I think my brother and sister might have been in the room, because we all, Sunday morning cartoons or Saturday morning cartoons, every kid was glued to the TV. That's a fact. And then you went and played with G.I. Joes or played hide and seek afterwards or something. Or just being a kid. When they first talked, Tom and Jerry, I remember having this puzzled look on my face. Like, why are you just talking now? We're like 50 episodes deep, you know, into our young lives watching Tom and Jerry, and now they're talking. I couldn't figure that one out, because I did Google that. I tried to figure it out. I couldn't figure out why only a few episodes had them talking. And it was brief too. It might have only been a couple of sentences in the whole cartoon. And when you think about cartoons that are nonverbal, like Tom and Jerry, think how hard and how smart these illustrators and writers had to be so that you could understand what's going on in a nonverbal setting. A nonverbal setting. The cartoons were able to, like, communicate with you without talking to you. And Tom and Jerry didn't have any laughing tracks at all, from what I remember. I never remember any. And I loved cartoons, you guys. Like all of you guys listening, I loved cartoons. And I don't ever recall a laughing track in any Tom and Jerry episode. But I do with Scooby-Doo. I'm trying to think. There was another show. Well, G.I. Joe. I mean, everybody, you know, G.I. Joe, the real American hero, go Joe. It was great because you had your action figures. I don't remember Scooby-Doo action figures, but I definitely remember G.I. Joe and Star Wars. And when G.I. Joe came on and you had a Zartan scene was on, running from Cobra or running to get the bad guys to go get the good guys. You know, maybe to cut them off in the forest or something. They were going to shoot them up and, like, do the Zartan thing and the King Cobra and all that. I'm holding, like, my brother had some, too. I think he had Cobra. Like, there was a blue Cobra and a red Cobra. I think the red Cobra was much more rare. And I forget why he was red. I don't know why he was red. The blue Cobra with the red Cobra logo on his hat or his outfit was probably 90% in the episodes. The red one was rare. I can't remember. Why was there a red Cobra? I'm going to have to look that one up later because I'm really curious about it now. Hopefully I don't forget. But it was cool. You could hold your action figure and just play with it as the episode was on. And I have a lot of memories of doing that. My brother and I loved G.I. Joe. So it was almost like the early stages of interacting with your phone, because smartphones weren't around. I don't even think cell phones were around back then, unless they were real big, like a suitcase in your car. But you know how you can interact with shows now? With your phone, via Twitter. You can feel and see what the audience is, how the audience is engaging with what's on TV. And we just did it a different way. We were playing with our toys as the show was on. And kids still do that today. You know, my little girl likes watching Vampirina. It's a cute little show. Doesn't have the same appeal as Scooby-Doo and Tom and Jerry and Looney Tunes did because they have lost that illustration edge by keeping it, you know, in line with computers and having computers do most of the work. And I get it. So, you know, you still see kids playing with their toys that match the cartoon they're watching. And it's a beautiful thing. It's just part of being a kid. But boy, do I wish I could get a hold of that boxed episode of Scooby-Doo. The early cartoons. There's probably a couple hundred of them. They're awesome. You know, when you watch them, all the Scooby-Doo episodes have like this dark, it's almost like a Halloween feel. You know, Halloween wouldn't be the same if you, unless you have little kids or whatever. But if you're trying to do Halloween in the daytime, it doesn't have the same kind of feel. That's kind of how the cartoon was. It was always dark. It was always like, you know, old hotels, old hallways, castles, dark forest with like a little lantern. You know, that whole thing, because that was the setting that the illustrators created to maximize the effect of the mystery in every episode, or the clues, or the solution to the problem, or, you know, catching the bad guy. And that's why, another reason why I love those types of cartoons, because they really taught you to think. They were entertaining, but they taught you how to think. Because before they solved the puzzle or the riddle or whatever mystery they were working on in that episode, you were teased along the whole way. You saw a costume in the forest. Well, the butler ran out of the forest into the hotel. So was it him that did it? Or was he looking for somebody like they were looking for? You know what I mean? So your little gears start turning and just kind of your reasoning skills are at play now. And they're, you know, the gears are turning. Little mouse upstairs is running, running, running real fast. Run, little mouse, go, little mouse, go. How about Mask? You guys remember that show? That cartoon, Mask? I think I have every one of their figures and cars. I think I had it all with them. I have the power. Who said that? I believe that was He-Man. Remember He-Man and Skeletor? Now there's a show right there. I also, oh my God, my memories are coming back now. I think there was some laughing tracks in He-Man. Now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure there was, because I remember awkward points of the episode where there was laughing. And I'm like, why is there laughing in He-Man? I don't remember any laughing in Mask, but I do remember it in He-Man. And I think He-Man came out, I'm going to say, late 70s, early 80s. I don't know how long it ran for. I remember He-Man was really popular as a kid, though. So were the Thundercats. But the Thundercats, when you think of cartoons and the opening, you know, the show opener, Thundercats probably had the best one. Scooby-Doo had a good one, too. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? That song will never escape my head. So why don't you go to Google or go to YouTube and find some cartoons that you used to watch as a kid? Like He-Man, Scooby-Doo, Looney Tunes. I've never seen a bad Looney Tunes. In fact, who was your favorite Looney Tune? I know Bugs Bunny was probably 90% of the people listening loved Bugs Bunny. But what about the guy with the little gun?
Oh, I've got my A1 space modulator.
The little space modulator guy. I forget his name. Elmer Fudd. Elmer Fudd looked like a lot of uncles. he had the uncle or the dad look to him, you know? Elmer Fudd. Oh, it was great. And then you had the Acme. Love Acme. I loved it when Acme was inserted into cartoons. Best one is when you had like Bugs Bunny throw the Acme hole on the side of a cliff or something, and he could go down into it and be safe, and then take the hole with him or throw it off the edge, and then he would reappear like somewhere in the episode, you know, down on the river or something. I always thought that was really cool how they did that. So take some time out of your day, do a little reminiscing, little trip down memory lane. Go to YouTube, go whatever place you like to go to on the internet, and search out some old cartoons that you used to watch as a kid. I would recommend starting with Scooby-Doo from the 60s and 70s. Can't go wrong. They're kind of scarce on YouTube. That's why I want the box set. I don't want anything to do with the new ones. You know, the kids today will never know what it's like to watch some of these old cartoons, because to the best of my knowledge, they don't even run them on TV anymore. They run the new ones, but they're not the same. They had better messages in them. You thought more. Now you really don't think when you watch the cartoons. It's just mindless entertainment. And that's okay too. Not putting them down. I'm just comparing then to now. Like the reference I made earlier about the comic books. Comic books that you buy in 2019 do not have the same amazing look to them that they did decades ago. Just the pages, just the ink. You can tell computer printed pages versus pages that were more from like a printing press. You know, like a high-speed printing press. That's just the way the ink is absorbed into the paper. That was the technology, the best they could do back then. Now it's probably all like lasered up, and, you know, instead of making, you know, taking 3 months to make, you know, 200,000 copies, they could probably make 200,000 copies in a day because the process is so much better. But to the eye... Oh, another great, to the eye, it's just a better look. Go, and you can look up old cartoons from the 70s, 60s, 50s, 40s. They have a very distinct look. It's no different than records. Your ear will love a record player playing a record much more than your CD or songs that you have saved on a little jump drive or your iPhone or your iPad or whatever. It's the wave. Digital audio cannot reproduce the wave, the frequency at which the is generated on a real record player as it spins round and round, a 45. Can't duplicate that. You have to have a record player to do it. And record players are probably hard to find nowadays, especially records that are, you know, somewhat intact. But they had a really awesome sound to them. You know, it's harder and harder to find a record player. We had one as kids. I think it lasted maybe a month. Somebody broke the needle. I think it might have been me. And this thing sat in the living room for years. And then we finally put it in the basement. And then years later, we actually got rid of it. So I don't have a whole lot of memories of the record player in the house. But it was pretty much standard issue, you know, 40 years ago in every home. You know, people had a radio, they had a television, they had a record player. And that was the entertainment. So do yourself a favor. Google old cartoons. Tom and Jerry, Scooby-Doo, Mask, G.I. Joe, Richie Rich. And look at what I'm talking about. You're going to find laughing tracks on a lot of them. And today you don't have that. If you find something interesting and you want to have it on, have me mention it on the show, or you would like me to talk about it on the show, doesn't have to be cartoon related. It could be anything you want. Send me an email, podcast@hubashow.com. Again, that's podcast@hubashow.com. You can reach my website, hubashow.com, hubashow.com, hubashow.com. So there you go. You got two ways. You can either go to my website, fill out the form, and send it to me. I'll still get it. Or you can send me an email, podcast@hubashow.com. Please like my episodes. I got a Facebook page. Just go to, if you got Facebook, go to Huba Show. If you have Instagram, I'm Huba Show. If you have Twitter, I'm just Huba. H-U-B-A, if you're on Twitter. And Huba Show on Instagram and Facebook. Like my Facebook page, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter. You'll get all the updates. You can share stuff I put up there. I put a lot of interesting things up across those different social media platforms. So be part of my group. Like my Facebook page. Is that a little crow outside? Little crow. I don't know if you guys can hear this, but there's a little crow outside. I don't know if he's been listening to me. Maybe Alfred Hitchcock sent him. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Subscribe to my channel. You hear him? That little crow. Where is he? Let me see. Hold on one second. Let me see. I don't know where he is. He's flying around outside. He's perched out on the tree somewhere. Hey, this feels like the start of a Scooby-Doo episode. A little black crow sitting on a tree. I'm sure there's been episodes that started out like that. Please share my episode with your other friends and family. We'll get some more engagement with the show. You guys must like what you hear and the topics I talk about because I have really good numbers. I mean, I'm not up to the point where I'm going to advertise. I'm not getting 1,000 downloads a show yet, but that will be coming down the road, hopefully soon. Let's see here. What else could I tell you? Oh, and if you guys are waiting, that's another thing I wanted to mention, too, before we wrap the show up. If you guys are waiting for another Woodstock episode, the last episode I talked about making a Woodstock episode. I was going to make it this time, but I wanted to do the cartoon one first while it was fresh in my mind. So the next episode that I do will likely be, we'll catch up with all the Woodstock chatter about why the concert never took place and the downfalls and everything else that they had. As always, you guys, thank you very much for listening and tuning in. Although you're not really tuning in, you're like subscribing in, if you want to get real technical about it. I guess you are tuning in. Whatever, we'll just say tuning in. So now it's the Huber Show tuning out. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.